Good evening, and welcome to day 25 of AudioMo 11. Been an interesting and full day today. After my morning obligations and absolutions, I went to do a little chore for some friends of mine. They asked me last week if I would go round and spray paint the shed for them. They'd just brought a new shed, so I did. I went round and did that, and the reward for that was lunch. And I love having lunch with these people. They cook themselves, and it's a beautifully laid out table, and for a simple lunch it's magnificent, and the conversation is great. You know, it's nice to be able to have that kind of conversation with people. I live alone, so I don't normally eat with anybody else, so I enjoy that. And they're a lovely couple. I met the lady of the couple in church. She's a church, one of the parishioners, who was recently made a minister of the church. Well, able to minister in the church, help with the offering of the precious blood. And very excited she's about that too. And they've been married for 40 years this year, so they're celebrating the 40th anniversary. So that was a lovely day. And then this evening I took out my son to the turning on of the lights in our local town. And for a small town, they do a good show. We have fireworks, a good firework display. I recorded that and put it on Bamboozer, which you can go and have a look at if you wish under Pilgrim Chris. Have a fair, and the British Legion are out, and the fire brigade usually put a spit roast on, and like I say, there's a fair. And my son, he's 11 years of age, and he still loves to go onto the hooker duck to try and win a little laser gun. He likes to get one every year, and you can buy these in the shop, but he likes to wait and win one. And we went on the ghost train, which is he's never been on before because he's always had this fear of them for whatever reason. And he went on today and realised it wasn't as scary as he perhaps thought. I think the paintings on the outside of the wagon are more scary than what goes on inside these days. But perhaps that's my imagination. When I was a kid, it seemed scarier. And then the other thing today was I'd found my keys. I'd lost them about 3 days ago. And I had the house keys, so they had to be in the house somewhere because I wouldn't have been able to open the door to get in. And they turned up in the back pocket of my jeans, and thank you, St. Nicholas, for helping me locate them. And today that's been about it, although the actual contents of the day have been very good for me. It's been a fulfilling day. And tomorrow is going to be interesting. I'm taking my son for our annual shopping trip, the Christmas shopping trip, where he gets to buy the presents for the family and friends that he wants to buy for. And we're going to Birmingham for that. We go every year. Well, we've been going for the past 3 years now, and it's become a tradition. I would have liked to have gone somewhere different, shown him a different city to go shopping in, but he's not interested. He's got this thing, it's Birmingham every year, and he looks forward to it. So that will be fun. And we're not as an early start as normal. We normally go on a coach that the church put on, and 8:30 in the morning start, and we don't get come back to about 4:30, and that's 6-7 hours in Birmingham, and it's too much for the two of us. It's okay for the rest of the parishioners who tend to go off and have meals and stuff, but for me and my son, we go off on our own. So we're going our own way this time. We're going to get the train, and we can come and go as we please then. Well, that's it for today, really. It's been fun for me, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow and then Sunday, day of rest. Thank you for listening. God bless all. Good evening.